The Lafayette Chamber Singers open their 2018-2019 season this Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Unitarian Universalist Church in West Lafayette. Joining me is their founder and director, Clayton Lean. Hi.
Hi.
It's that busy time of year. You know, finals are going on and all sorts of things. We're getting a little winter weather here and there. And you guys start with a beautiful concert called O Magnum Mysterium. Tell us a little bit about this concert.
One of the things I like to do in a Christmas concert is move through the many centuries of celebrating the season that we have. And there is quite possibly more music for Christmas than any other particular occasion of the year. And so there's never a lack of it. This one's a little different in that I've focused on two main areas. One is the concert's in three parts. And the first part has to deal with music very much deriving from the oldest traditions in the church. Then the middle section focuses on a beautiful 20th century set of compositions by a major German composer. And then the last section has to deal with pieces in which the text and music come from the 19th century and later. Except for the final one.
And as always, I know, like this middle section, and Hugo Dissler, such a talented composer, you know, taken from us in the Second World War, that it's got to be fun to put these pieces together, because it's not only interesting for a concert, but it's interesting for you as a musician and for the singers, I imagine.
I think so. It's a really marvelous composition. It's that, what we're doing is actually selections from a much larger work. He wrote a larger cantata-like work called The Christmas Story. And these are the motets he used to create linkages between the sections of the story as a whole. And what he did is he chose what may be the most famous German Christmas carol, Es ist ein Rose, There is a Rose, Lo, how a Rose Now Blooming. And what he essentially did was create seven variations on the main chorale. And so as you went through the Christmas story, the larger narrative, these kept the thing together. And they're absolutely virtuoso pieces. I mean, he uses just about every compositional technique for someone who was also very much devoted to the Baroque and older classical models of composition. So, for example, he frames the set with very, very delicate settings of the chorale. And then as you go on, they get more and more elaborate. And so he sort of, the first variation is sort of like an ornamentation version of the first one. And then he does a marvelous composition where he brings the Gregorian tradition, or a simulation of the Gregorian tradition, into the chorale tradition. And he has a soloist sing the Magnificat against the hymn tune. All right, which wonderful complexity rhythmically, tricky to work out. And then you get to one where he does a lullaby full of cross rhythms between a lullaby rhythm in the lower voices and the hymn over that. Then you have what I call it a fugoid, or it's a highly imitative piece. And then one for double choir before you're through, and then you return to the lovely light lyric statement at the beginning. So it's a wonderful set of variations showing his incredible musical imagination, his talent, and how much there is to work with in even the simplest of musical materials.
We're speaking about The Christmas Story and some motets that are on the program of O Magnum Mysterium with the Lafayette Chamber Singers. My guest is Clayton Lean, and the concert's at 3 o'clock this Sunday at the First Unitarian Universalist Church in West Lafayette. It's a program that starts out the 47th season. It's got to be fun to know that, you know, you've done these concerts, whether it's early music, newer music, living composers, to put this together. And it's that time of year where I think I just hear about everyone singing. If there's a holiday where everyone is sort of humming along and whatnot, that it's probably a real joy to be able to share works like this.
It really is. One of the real joys of working on the program is it's been a while since we dove deep into the Middle Ages for some of the earlier hymns. And so we're doing two pieces from the Middle Ages, one from the 12th century, which many think may be the first part, the first example of three-part polyphony in the Western tradition. And it's based upon material coming from a chant. And then it's using parts that are based off of organum, but it's in three parts now. And it's a fascinating piece, because you can see that the composer. We don't know the names of these early the composers. You know, they're anonymous. To put your name on it, there was a feeling very much that that would be too proudful. You're doing it for the glory of God. And in this case, you can see the composer working it out so he could avoid that devil's interval, okay, by having perfect fifths in various ways or octaves, working it out fourths, fifths, and octaves. And it's a beautiful example of note-by-note polyphony. And it may be the earliest one, and it's one in which the men of the choir can be incredibly joyous. You can see if after weeks and months of chant how doing some of these things would just be such a relief and joyous to do it in that way. And another one we're doing is in English, one of those wonderful English carols. We have more than 100 from the 15th century. Again, most of them, as this one, anonymous. But it gives you a sense of the wonderful way they tried to celebrate Christmas, even in these. So by the time you're through with the concert, your ear has traveled all the way through time from the Middle Ages to the 21st century. And
Yeah. It's O Magnum Mysterium with the Lafayette Chamber Singers. It's this Sunday afternoon at 3:00. Lots of ways if you want to go online right now and pick up tickets. There's lots of ways that you can attend the concert. What's the easiest way, Clayton?
Well, the easiest way is probably to buy the tickets at the door. But you can also get tickets in advance from our website. Just look up Lafayette Chamber Singers, all one word, online, and you'll get to our website. And there's a way there to order the tickets through that. And you can also purchase them at Vaughn's. Vaughn's Bookshop in the village of West Lafayette.
Yeah, this opens your 47th season. I know that you do a wonderful Valentine's Day concert, and that's one you want to really plan ahead because there's more than just music entertainment involved, but there's actually some delicacies.
That's right, and we require reservations for that, so we can have it properly catered.
So think about that one. That's coming up in February, and definitely there's more information at LafayetteChamberSingers.org, and then you'll have a tribute to our friends up north, right, to round out the season?
Yes, we've never done a full concert on Canadian composers, and that's one of the really special dimensions of this year. In fact, we're starting it already. In this concert, we're already featuring a couple of Canadian composers that will feature more at length in the spring. But it's just a celebration of the wealth of choral music coming from Canada, most of which we don't really have a chance to hear that much of.
Yeah.
So there are a whole bunch of major Canadian composers, most of whom have won a great many international awards for their choral writing. Canadian composers are very famous for their choral writing. We've got some pretty neat examples of it.
Oh, excellent. Well, we're looking forward. I'm glad that there are some on this O Magnum Mysterium, which is coming up Sunday afternoon. And we know you'll be back for February and May concerts. Clayton, it's great to talk to you. Great to see you.
Wonderful to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.